Alright, time for another DryPhysics.com video presentation. Take two. I have to do this over because I hit the pause button at the wrong time. Pausing and unpausing at the wrong time doesn't make for a very good video. So anyway, the kinetic energy thing, and so here's a couple more hunks of evidence against the nonsense by the Despars lab and the Brozos and the rest of them. So Despar is making himself a launcher, and it's way bigger than it needs to be and heavier and all this kind of stuff, so but whatever. And so he's just trying to achieve the twice the velocity thing in some sort of standard way. Now the argument is that, okay, so I do the turtle and the rabbit thing, okay, and the rabbit goes twice the speed. You know, the problem is if I had a perfect surface that they never change their speed, if the rabbit's going 50 miles an hour and he goes 50 miles an hour, and the turtle goes 50 miles an hour, I mean 25 miles an hour, and it just stays at 25 miles an hour, you can understand that if I can go any amount of distance and the turtle will have half the progress that the rabbit has. And the argument is as though now if I create some mechanism that takes their energy away in some by some method, that the fact is I'm going to start changing this relationship because I could be rougher on the turtle and easier on the rabbit. Okay, and the argument is that friction does that. I mean, friction is really just gravity working on a surface. And gravity is this disproportional thing where it's 3 and 1, right? So in the same amount of time that this one travels a certain distance, this one will travel 3 times that distance. Okay, in the first part. So it's doing this amount of distance in the same time that this one only did the half distance. Okay, so half its speed. So it's cheating in the sense that it's gaining more ground because friction is taking less. And it won't achieve this same speed that this left with, which is 25. It won't go half of the speed until it gets all the way down here, 3/4 of the way down the track. Is where it's going 1/2 the speed. It doesn't go half the speed here. It doesn't start running out of energy. So clearly, gravity is cheating. Now, the time is still going to be 2, okay, twice as much time. So this will go twice as far in the sense of, you know, the amount of time it takes for this to stop moving will be twice as long as this one takes to stop moving, even though it goes 4 times the distance. So that's what's shown is that friction isn't too good. All right, so we're going to eliminate friction by launching objects. Okay, so this one's going to go 1/2 the velocity, and it'll be twice the mass, and this will be 1 mass and twice the velocity. All right, and so he's going to deal with the fact that the 2 objects are in a different gravitational state by lowering the lever for the second one. So same energy swinging this way, same energy swinging this way. Well, this one's going to leave with 1/2 the mass, twice the velocity. Yeah, this one's going to have 1/2 the velocity, twice the mass. All right. And the fact this is already written in stone here, because you got rid of friction, you got rid of gravity. Gravity's not applying the force anymore. It's not making the friction happen anymore. The friction is just with the air, and the air isn't pushing you from a direction or any of that crap. And so the fact is this one will go here, and this one will go, you know, when it's launched from the same place, it'll go twice as far because it has twice the velocity. And that's what you'll have happen because you're basically, these 2 objects aren't slowing down. They're still moving that way at the same velocity. They just hit the ground because they're moving the same speed down. So they hit at the same time, and this one goes twice as far because it has twice as much velocity, and you're getting a true measure. So this is already written in stone, in my opinion. You can't really undo this because you could do a mathematical equation that'll show it just has to be the same. There's no way you could change these outcomes theoretically. Okay, so this will be your result. Okay. No indication of mv squared, 1/2 mv squared being correct, in the sense if you measure the distances, you're not gonna be able to get the right answer. All right, so now to the Mythbusters video, okay, brought up by a commenter that proves the point. So now I'll try pausing again and see if I do it right. Alright, so I have to play 2 separate videos because one shows the experiment done theoretically and the other one shows it as car crashes, so blah 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 blah.
First up, it's the Heinemann versus Newton.
All right, so I'll spare you this crap and try to find the pertinent points. All right, we should be somewhere right around the right spot. Oh, I can't hear anything. Why not? Where the hell's the volume? Oh, somebody, some idiot turned it off.
That the fans are in control. It is effectively mission control.
So how does that work?
Cast your mind back to Compact Compact. Remember we smashed two semis into each other at 50 miles per hour, which you said on camera was equivalent to one of them hitting a wall at 100 miles an hour. And the fans went nuts. They are revolting. They rose up and they said, no, two cars hitting each other at 50 miles an hour is not equivalent to one hitting a wall at 100 miles an hour. It's equivalent to one hitting a wall at 50 miles an hour.
All right, so it says to you right on the surface, that's retarded, okay? You have twice as much energy. It's got to be twice as much. Oh, gee, it doesn't seem like it even had... Yeah, I'm not doing this video very well, right? I didn't have the camera on for before. Oh, well, I'm not redoing that part again. All right. So it's clearly a correct statement. The fact is it is equivalent because they're two cars. You're adding up twice as much mass, and you're going to compress them twice as much. So clearly, I mean, you know, each compression is a compression. So there's twice as much compression. So it's just a simple argument. Well, if you want to measure the same, you have to use one spring, right? The 100-mile-an-hour crash into a brick wall is one spring is measuring the energy, one truck. So you need one spring to measure when the two hit. You can't use two springs because, yeah, the two springs will be half the energy in each spring. You have to put one spring, and then the one spring will show you the crush. So, well, let's let him say a little bit more, and then we'll...
They say that you were wrong.
Let's test it.
That's what I thought.
It was the...
All right, so let's just get to the tests. You know, okay, so they make a device to test it. And, you know, there's a gigantic theoretical flaw in how they're thinking here. So anyway...
And between it and...
So they always have to do some antics, right? So they get a 1,200-pound piece of steel to smash the things into, which is totally unnecessary. They have plenty of brick walls in their building, I'm sure. They don't need to go through these little antics, but yeah, they have the money to burn, so they burn it. All right, so here's basically, okay, the experiment. There, you have two weights. You have one weight in the back that's going to crush the clay in between. So you're not really paying any attention to the first weight. You're just paying attention to the second one that has the same velocity, same mass, and it's really doing all the work, and so it's going to crush the clay a certain amount. And 100 miles an hour crushes it twice as much, not four times as much. So it clearly shows kinetic energy is bullshit. It's twice, you know, it's four times the height in gravity. So you've got the right velocities. Although they don't measure the velocities, it's certainly the right
satisfying
velocities.
Ding, isn't it?
Yeah.
Satisfying maybe, but more importantly, their first data point.
Post compression.
Okay, so they do this four times or five times, blah 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 blah, just for show. Okay, now here's the 100. All right, so I should do this. So this is the twice as fast.
A little bit less than twice as compressed as the speed 1.777. And so.
All right, here we go.
I think that's more.
I think that's a lot more.
Yep, and the measurements.
Right, it's twice as much, okay? Not four times as much. So they should be saying right off the bat, they should be saying it's supposed to be four times as much. Physics says it's supposed to be four times the energy. It's supposed to be four times as much compression. It's only twice as much compression. They should be clearly saying, gee, this regular physics is wrong. Ah, gee, they got something wrong.
Hammer that home.
0.777. It's a little bit less than twice as compressed as the speed 1x hit.
That makes sense, doesn't it?
It does.
Right, except it doesn't make sense to physics. Physics says it should be four times the energy, four times the compression. So, again, just more right on your face, BS, blah, blah, blah. So here's all the little things. They obviously have a lot of variance here. So this whole idea of using clay is probably not terribly brilliant. All right, so the simple point is that they build two of these pendulums to do the experiment, clearly making a gigantic logical mistake.
Now that's equivalent to a single impact going into a solid wall at 100 miles an hour.
Will the clay clear up the...
So clearly, what are they doing? They're making two springs. So instead of collecting the energy with one spring, as the 100-mile-an-hour crash did, right? There was only one spring. I mean, maybe I'll draw this. Blah, blah, blah. All right, I don't need this, and I do need this. All right, sorry, so you can see that picture, but yeah, it's not that much to worry about. And frankly, I have to erase, so... yeah. All right, so clearly they're using cars as if they were springs, measuring devices, and you're just looking at the compression. So the clay is the measuring device. Too wet. Gotta wait. Shit. There's always something. All right, should be working. All right, so the big mistake is, all right, so you have a brick wall, you crash a car into the brick wall, 50 miles an hour, you get this much compression. You crash a car at 50 miles an hour, okay, 100 miles an hour, you get twice as much compression. That's they've proven, okay? Now they do an experiment where now they're gonna do two 50s, and what they do is do this. I mean, they do another piece of stuff over here and 50 over here. They might as well just be separate experiments because they have two springs. So if you want to measure, there's one spring here collecting all the energy. So this is just one spring. Here they have two springs. I mean, it's just so obviously not very smart. I mean, obviously the two springs are only going to collect half the energy each. So yeah, you're not going to get this compression unless you add up what the compression of the two springs are. So what they needed to do was put the spring here, one spring here, one spring here. This 100 miles per hour spring will look exactly like this if there's one spring. So this 50 plus this 50 will end up with 100 compression here. You'll end up with exactly the same as the 100 mile an hour crash here in between the two objects. Okay, so if you make it one spring getting compressed, okay, he's right, that's what it equals, okay? It doesn't equal the same as just one car hitting 50 miles an hour. Obviously, two cars hitting at 50 miles an hour is twice as much energy. So if you measure it correctly with one spring in the middle, you'll see that. I mean, you see it here. I mean, you see it in the sense that, oh, okay, there's two springs compressed the same amount. Well, two springs compressed the same amount equals twice the compression, right? Come on, get real. I mean, you don't need much of a brain to figure that out, but these two things are obviously equivalent. This 100 velocity, right? Two velocities and one mass is the same as two masses, okay? And, one velocity. Yeah, these equal each other. 3 equals 3, 2, you know, 2, no matter how you do the math, they equal each other. So this isn't even close to complicated, and they screwed it up. I mean, an obvious error. Using two springs is an obvious error. I mean, let me show that again. I mean, it's just an obvious error. One spring, two spring. Obvious error. You need one spring in between here to measure the 100 miles an hour simulation. 50 plus 50 equals 100. And if they used one spring, one hunk of clay, they would see it. All right. So what you have to understand here is the energy is going to go into wherever the weakest thing is, the easiest thing to compress. So that's the whole point of using the clay, is it compresses easier than the steel. So all the energy will go into the clay and show you the energy. It'll do all of the deforming. And the same thing is true for the car crashes and all this stuff. But you can just understand. I mean, it's the same difference. Two 50-mile-an-hour cars hitting you, if you're standing in between them, it's going to be the same as you getting hit by one 100 against a brick wall. Same difference. You'll be just as smushed. And it's so obviously true, and it's just stupid that they messed this up. All right, so let's get to the actual cars. Oh yeah, that's the next video. Okay, so I have to go get the other video. Oh, well, let me do the talking points before they went to the next video. Jesus, always something.
I'm gonna be saying that it's looking pretty good for the myth that two cars hitting each other at 50 miles an hour might actually be equivalent to one car hitting a wall at 50 miles an hour, and not At 100, as you previously stated.
What do you want to do next?
Next, I want to smash some cars.
All right, then.
Blah, 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 blah. So all the little antics, you know, because the audience needs antics. Nobody can do anything a little bit serious. Don't need that. All right, so I should be back. All right, gotta hit the pause button at the right time. All right, I'm just gonna play this little clip where he's talking, you know, TV shit.
Seen like some gratuitous violence, but there's actually some really interesting science going on.
No, it's just gratuitous violence for the sake of an audience, just to be buffoons and drunks and silly people. That's all. You're just endorsing humans being assholes.
And when you compare these two impacts, you would think that doubling the speed would give you twice the severity of the impact.
It's supposed to give you four times. The whole point is physics says it's four times, you asshole. That's what the squared velocity means. So yes, you would think you would even, somebody on the show could have recognized that, no, that's really not what physics says. It's supposed to be four times.
But the physics says you're actually looking at more like four times the severity of the impact. Our sensors are showing three times the G's, and our wreckage is showing about twice the damage. So
Right. So I don't know why the G numbers are off, so whatever on that one. Frankly, it's probably the way they measure G-forces.
What's going on here? Well, just like this can.
I mean, you really can't do it in the car mechanically because different parts of the car are crushing at different rates. And so wherever your detector of the G-forces is, its impact is going to be completely dependent on what part of the car it's attached to. If it's attached to the frame, it's going to get a very different number than if it's attached to the back seat.
The more I crush it, the more it resists crushing. There's some.
So that's not even true either, so, you know, whatever.
Complex physics going on here, but you don't have to be a rocket scientist to understand it. The car.
Yeah, you do, apparently. But anyway, okay, so this is the part where they're showing the two cars, so we'll do that.
This car right here hit a wall at 50 miles an hour. This car hit a wall at 100 miles an hour. I think the difference is pretty clear.
Right. Twice the difference, just like the clay. Twice the difference, not four times the difference.
The question is, when we smack two cars together at 50 miles an hour, are they going to look like that? Or are they going to look like this?
It depends on whether you put the car in between the two cars. So that's the whole point. So yes, if you put the car in between the two cars, it's going to be equivalent to the 100.
We're going to smash two more cars just to find out.
Right. So again, they just do the experiment the wrong way, obviously. So, you know, no point in showing all of this blah, 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 and they finally get around to doing the actual experiment. Let's see if it's in here. Very exciting.
That was spectacular.
What can you say?
What can you say?
So obviously, they have the hardware to do these experiments all day long, you know, so physics could show us the physics. They could show it to us over and over again, different weights, different masses. So they could show us a twice as heavy car going half the speed, a 10-ton train going 5 miles an hour. And then they could show us the 5-ton train going 10 miles an hour. And they could crash them into each other and show that the center of mass of the collision doesn't move. The collision happens in this spot, and it happens in this spot. The 5-ton doesn't have twice as much energy. It doesn't push the collision anywhere. The collision takes place in the same spot because they have the same energy. So they could show us that experiment, which would be far more and more interesting than doing this antics.
Hit each other at 50 miles an hour, look exactly like the car we smacked into the wall at 50 miles an hour. That tells me everything I need to know.
Yeah, two springs, one spring. I mean, duh, 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 duh. Two springs hitting each other, one spring hitting a wall. I mean, duh, 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 right? The two springs, if you take the energy of both the springs and add it up, yes, it's going to be equivalent to the 100 mile an hour in terms of the total compression. You compressed a hunk of clay over here. You compressed a hunk of clay over here. Obviously, if you take those two compressions and put them on one hunk of clay, it would be twice as compressed, just like the 100 mile an hour impact. All right, so we'll just get to there where the guy concedes I was wrong, which is just too stupid.
I made a statement that two cars hitting each other at 50 miles an hour was the same as one car hitting a solid wall at 100.
And it's absolutely true. If you're a person standing, okay, and absorbing the impact, yes, it will be exactly the same. One car hitting you at 100 will be exactly the same mess it's going to make of you as, you know, if you're between a brick wall and a car. And it's going to be exactly the same as the 250s hitting you. Same pressure, same compression. You're absolutely correct, and now you're saying, now you're just making a mess of it. You've had time to think, and now you're making a mess.
That was a mistake, but you know what? I'm okay with it.
I'm not okay with it, because now you really made a mess. So you were okay, and now you really made a mess. And through the whole damn show, you're not pointing out the obvious elephant in the room, which is mv squared didn't work. 1/2 mv squared isn't the right answer. It doesn't get the correct answer. The physics doesn't match. Blah, 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 blah. All right, no point. So anyway, so it does show the facts. It does show that momentum works, kinetic energy doesn't. Clear evidence. Who cares, right? Nobody will pay any attention. They'll just all say, they'll do what he does. They'll just, you know, one day I'll say this, and the next day I'll say that. Well, whatever. Just facepalm. I mean, again, all the people that produce this show, all the people involved, all the money, all the bullshit, and not one of them could have figured out, well, you're measuring it with two springs. Obviously, two springs, two rulers aren't going to be able to show you the right answer. You have to use one ruler, one measuring device. The 100 mile an hour crash had one measuring device. The 250 crash has to have one measuring device. If you spread the impact over two springs, obviously it's not going to look the same, even though it is the same. All right, there's really no point in going over and over and over it. What's the point? The truth just doesn't matter to way too many people. It's just a huge problem. Alright, so anyway. Whoops, wrong one. This is the one I want. Okay, so this has been a draftphysics.com video presentation, blah, 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 blah. Debate physics also, but debates require back and forth. They require feedback and all this kind of stuff, and it just isn't any of that. I wonder if they got more comments on that video. You know, when they got comments in the first video because he said the thing. Now he retracts what he says and says something really stupid. I wonder if there were more comments saying, no, 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 you just undid what, you know, a perfectly good statement. Anyway, just too pathetic. This is all pathetic. It's pathetic. Anyway, till the next time. Hopefully this is a video.